The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
More than 56,000 people cast their ballot on the first day of voting in Dallas County.
Some voters said they had to wait more than 2 hours Monday. Dallas County Elections says some workers found poll books with either a blank screen or an error message. Others were printing the wrong ballot. The elections department says it sent messages to the company that made the machines. And the company found the problem was the poll books were not giving workers an indication they were processing information, so workers then kept touching the screen, leading to errors. The company told Dallas County to run a software update and reboot the machines, and the county says they were all working fine this morning. The elections department says it knows that led to long wait times yesterday, and it's sorry to voters, saying it thanks everyone for their patience during the process. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And if looking at Tarrant County, as of 3 o'clock this afternoon, more than 100,000 ballots have been cast since early voting started up yesterday, and the county says one of those voters, one voter out of 101,000, discovered his ballot printed the wrong choice for president. They destroyed it. He voted again. The county is encouraging people, check your printed ballots before you put them into the scanner to be counted. Tarrant County Election says it's got no reason to believe anything else is going on. Both candidates are coming to Texas this week.
Kamala Harris will campaign in Houston Friday afternoon, and now comes word that Donald Trump on Friday will be in Austin. He's scheduled to appear for a taping of Joe Rogan's podcast. That podcast has 14 million followers. Most of those are young males, a demographic Trump has been courting recently. From the 24-Hour News Center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, we're going to have to wait a little longer to hear what Robert Roberson has to say to a Texas House committee.
The Texas House committee that's investigating whether Roberson got a fair trial is still trying to hear from him in person. That didn't happen yesterday, and committee chairman Joe Moody says it won't happen today.
The clear directive was to work together to sort out how to take Mr. Roberson's testimony. And there have been a number of very productive conversations on that front.
The committee effectively stopped Roberson's execution Thursday when it issued a subpoena so he could testify about his conviction of killing his daughter by shaken baby syndrome. Some experts say that's junk science. Roberson was supposed to be a witness in Austin yesterday, but the Attorney General's office wants it done by Zoom. Moody has said Roberson has autism and cannot do video interviews, and that set up the delay. All Moody would say is there was hope they would have an agreement soon. From the 24-Hour News Center, L.P. Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, there's a group of thieves back in Frisco, and they've got a very narrow targeted victim.
We suspect that they're targeting South Asian residents here in town. It's a similar MO as we've seen in the past.
Officer Grant Cottingham says the thieves go after an expensive necklace that some married women wear. The thieves look for a victim, is out for a walk. They start having a conversation, then they try to give the victim cheap jewelry, and as they put the phony jewelry on, they slip the expensive necklace off. This group has been in Frisco twice before. Cops in Plano are trying to figure out if a guy that's been arrested for assaulting a woman that he met on a dating site is actually responsible for more attacks.
Police say between the allegations and evidence gathered by detectives since, they think there may be more victims out there.
This individual did have a knife in his possession. There were defensive wounds to the victim, but the majority of the severe injuries that took place to our victim were done at the hands of the suspect.
Detectives asking if anyone's had concerning contact with Deteron Lee Finley, releasing an image of his car just in case. The Allen man is accused of sexually assaulting a woman he met online and who agreed to meet him at a hotel in Plano in late September. Finley police say routinely used online dating apps, both traditional and sites used by sex workers.
That is Maria Guerrero reporting. We've got Finley's mugshot and a picture of his car on our website at krld.com. Been talking for 20 years, and they finally started construction on Harold Simmons Park right along the Trinity. It's going to be between the Margaret McDermott Bridge and the Ronald Kirk Bridge just west of downtown Dallas.
The price tag, well, it's a hefty one. We're talking $325 million. Private donors have already provided about half of that money. Earlier this morning, we got a chance to hear from Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson about exactly what this means.
Harold Simmons Park, my friends, is going to embody the unity and the opportunity that define this great city.
That's Larry Collins reporting from NBC5. So a week ago, he appeared on 105.3 The Fan, and Jerry Jones made national news. He's back this week, and he didn't exactly apologize.
I don't have anything to say about last week. I'm happy, though, that I must be tell you I'm surprised that last week got the attention it got. But, really when I think about what we try to do on this show, for me, is I think we give you two shots a week that I get on, and Stephen gets on once or twice, and Mike, I don't know if Mike gets on or not, but those are really a privilege. It's kind of like pillow talk. You get some inside stuff. As you know, I don't go before the normal press conferences during the week usually.
Yeah.
And so this is the kind of thing that I would expect and how I would answer it relative to many of your questions. You're going to ask me today because Henry had a big night, Derrick Henry last night. You're going to ask me again how come when Henry was available and right here in Dallas said he didn't, we didn't get him. And I will tell you, the same kind of question is one that my wife might ask me of 60-something years. Why did you do that?
Yeah.
And I said, well, I really don't know why I did that. The devil made me do it.
He says, bottom line for the Cowboys, they need to work on getting better from the top down.
We need to really, from every one of us, need to evaluate where we made decisions we'd like to have back. And I'm talking about every one of us. I have to do it all the time. And Mike has to do that. From his standpoint, he said that yesterday. And then he has to ask each player, let's sit down and see what we can do. Players, when they want to work on something, they usually go out with the help of a teammate or sometimes with the help of the entire defense if you're an offensive player. And you work on what it is you're short on.
Cowboys have a big game this weekend against San Francisco. They're hurting, too. It's something you might have seen in the store that made you stop and take a second look at what? Wall Street Journal came out with an article on what it calls chaos packaging. That's when you see products in packages that don't look right. It points to a sunblock that's sold in something that looks like a Ready Whip whipped cream can.
The viral whipped cream sunscreen has been my newest addiction.
There's a company called Engine that sells gin in motor oil cans.
This is probably one of the coolest bottles I've ever seen. It's called Italian Organic Gin, and it's served in an Engine Oil style bottle.
There's Liquid Death. Those are those tall boy beer cans, but they actually have drinking water or iced tea. Actually pretty good. So what in the world are we going to eat for breakfast? There's a massive recall on some big items.
Treehouse Foods has expanded its frozen waffle recall, and it now includes pancakes as well. They were distributed to most major supermarkets across the country under several popular brand names like Kodiak, Good & Gather, Krusty's, and more. And they could be contaminated with Listeria.
You can develop a quite severe disease.
Dr. Celine Gounder says that includes meningitis and sepsis. As for the symptoms,
headaches, fevers, changes in your mental status.
The Dallas Stars get ready to take on the Sabres tonight in Buffalo. But over the weekend, Brendan Morrow is inducted into the Dallas Stars Hall of Fame. The former Stars captain speaks very highly when asked about current Stars captain Jamie Benn.
He was a great teammate. The way he plays, it's old school, it's throwback. This team, this current team's a lot of fun to watch. So appreciate you all being here, supporting players and builders from the past. It means a lot to Jimmy and I that you guys are here supporting us and supporting the foundations.
But the Stars play in Buffalo tonight at 6 p.m. Ross Lubinsky, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Woman in Malaysia put her own life on hold for the last 6 years after her husband got into a car wreck that left him in a bed. Nurul Swaizani had told her story on social media about how she would do everything for him. She helped him eat through a tube. She helped him with changing diapers. She bathed him. She took care of him for 6 years. After 6 years, he finally managed to get back on his feet, and after she nursed him back to health, As soon as he did, he divorced her and got married to someone else. What does she do? She congratulates the new couple on her social media page. First trailers drop for the second half of the last season of Yellowstone. First episode drops November 10th. That is 2 years after the first half dropped. So here it is, and it starts with Kevin Costner. He's not even going to be on the set in these last few episodes because of a contract issue. They have to write him out of the show. Other than Kevin Costner, everyone's back for the last six episodes. You might expect to see a teenage girl try to do what she could to sneak her way into Taylor Swift's concert. Wouldn't expect it from a guy in his 40s. Cops arrested Ivan Mariotti when he posed as a security guard just to see Taylor Swift in concert in Miami. Looked the part. They say he wore a suit, had a badge around his neck. He told the real cops that four women hired him to escort them to the show, but he didn't have his own ticket. The women say he's their Uber driver, not a security guard to get in the show. He's now behind bars, and he might get deported back to Italy. All over T-Swizzle. Hug it out and get over it, people. That's the message in New Zealand. They're asking people to be quick about their farewells at the airports. They put up signs warning people in passenger drop-off areas. Farewell hugs can only last 3 minutes.
This is about people dropping off, having a hug, having a farewell, and moving on. And we really want to create space for others to be able to do the same. This is about safety and reducing congestion during our peak times.
Yeah. Here, they make you just basically slow down to 30 and drop your spouse off and good luck with the luggage. Airport CEO Dan Dimbono says they put it in place in September to keep the traffic moving slowly or smoothly, and visitors might be asked to move their longer farewells into a cell phone lot.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.